local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Logan Bajette, live at KJDY Studios for Coffee Time right now.
Yep, here we are on Coffee Time, live with a whole room full of champions, myself excluded. I'm just the host here, talking about our Grant Union softball team, 2A, 1A champions for the second year in a row. With us today, we have Addie Northway and Hallie Parsons and coach Zach Williams. Now, all of you, welcome to the show, and how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Ah, doing well. Hey, thanks, Hallie. And Addie, this is your first time on the show. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah? Are you as nervous today as you did stepping up to bat there at the Jane?
Probably.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, that's cool, though. You guys smoked it out of there at the softball game, so tell us about that a little bit. This whole season culminating to the championship game, and you played the same team again for the second year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. And so they didn't even score on that. And so take me through the game. Who wants to just kind of give me a breakdown? I wasn't able to make it out there.
I think we came into the game better than we ever have. Like, we played them early in the season and lost twice because we came not prepared. Like, we just showed up and that was it. And I think we had a lot of confidence, like, that we were going to perform well because we didn't last time.
All right. Well, yeah. It was not unfounded confidence.
Yeah.
Good.
I think we just knew what we needed to do to win, and we just went out there and did it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Well, good. And you knew what you needed to do, Hallie. You knocked one out there in the, what was it, in the sixth inning?
Yeah.
And knocked, did I see two other runners in?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that was the game winner there.
Yeah.
That bumped you over 10 runs. Yeah. Wow. How did that feel?
It was pretty awesome just because it is my senior year. And that was probably the last swing I'll take. So I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just thinking I got to get these runs in. So just base hits, and then that happened. So that was pretty cool. And
no kidding.
Yeah, my teammates were there to cheer me on. So.
And so don't quote me on this. I heard this somewhere that in sports, the hardest thing to do is hit a round ball with a round bat. Statistically, that's about the hardest thing there is to do. So how did it feel making connection with that and knocking it all the way out? I bet that was just awesome, right,
yeah,
from the get-go.
It felt pretty good. That was probably the farthest ball I've ever hit because that's a deep college field. And
so yeah. Well, that was a good place to get a good piece of it, huh?
Yeah.
And how'd that feel, Coach, sitting back and watching that one?
I was real happy with Hallie, for sure. The funny thing was, right before that, I hate jinxing the girls, but Coach Botheen had jinxed Hallie, I think, the game before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At North Douglas, he walked by her into the on-deck circle and told her to walk it off. Mm-hmm. And she looked at him like, don't say that to me. And she did. And then that game, the problem was we had been discussing the season before, we'd really screwed up state championship by not dogpiling. Mm. Like, we didn't do it right.
Okay.
So we'd been talking about that sparingly because, again, you don't want to jinx yourself. But I was really nervous about the fact that we had Watterson, Hodge, Parsons coming up in that inning. And we were getting close to the run rule. And so I walked over to the dugout and I was like, girls, there's a good chance somebody's going to end this here shortly. And if they do, nobody touch her before she crosses home plate, because then she's out.
Okay.
Then we don't get the finish. So I'd already jinxed her again. She didn't know it, but her at bat was amazing. I mean, she's being a little, you know, coy about the fact that she fouled off what, five pitches? Was it a nine pitch at bat?
Yeah.
She fouled. She had two strikes. She fouled off, and then just squared it up.
And that's nerve wracking too. You know, each one coming in, and bam. There it goes.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, what a great experience for everyone. And then just as a team, how long have you two played together? Just not even in high school, going back beyond. I mean, since you began?
Yeah, probably T-ball. Yeah.
Since T-ball.
Yeah.
Wow. So that has to feel great, advancing with your teammates that you've had for so long. And of course, you two are cousins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. So that has to be extra special, adding another layer of coolness to it all.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I'm excited to hear more about this. It's time to take a break for our sponsor. So let's pause. We'll take 2 minutes and be right back here with Addie Northway, Hallie Parsons, and Zach Williams with our Grant Union softball champions. Keep it tuned to Coffee Time here on KJDY.
Good news from Ed Stobbinsons. Dustin here. Ed Stobbinsons acquired the Mitchell card lock and has updated and added it to our Fuel Commander network. All pumps are working and the card reader has a new screen. It's located at 101 Main Street in Mitchell. Fuel types available are regular unleaded, highway diesel, and off-road diesel. Ed Stobbinsons acquired the Mitchell card lock and has updated and added it to our Fuel Commander network. Call Ed Stobbinsons for details on our Fuel Commander and other card lock services. Ed Stobbinsons, 541-575-0804.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Tools are on sale. Find a 15-piece screwdriver set for just $9.99 and 2-piece tongue and groove plier sets for $26.97. Put them in a new tool chest with $180 off. Need yard equipment? Edge trimmers start at just $179. Don't miss these sizzling summer sales prices. Shop now. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, back on the show with our GU softball champs. We have with us Addie Northway, Hallie Parsons, and Zach Williams, the coach. And so just telling us stories about that fun championship game. I always love hearing about stuff like that. Now, Addie, you're a junior, right?
Yeah.
And so are you planning on playing some softball next year?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to take it all the way through. Nice, and probably a lot of those girls still next year you'll have been on the team with forever.
Yeah. We'll have me, Reese, and Savannah Waterson. We've played together for a while.
Okay.
I think our lineup still will be pretty strong, but
excellent.
It'll be different.
And then you mentioned a girl from Prairie City. She'll be coming back, so you're doing the co-op, and that model seems to be working pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. And then, Hallie, what are you doing after school this year?
I'm going to go to Mount Hood in the fall, and then in January apply for the dental hygiene program.
Okay. And so going and doing the dental hygiene thing, that sounds awfully exciting.
Yeah.
Did I hear through the grapevine that you're getting married?
Yeah, in August.
Well, congratulations on that. Let
Thank
me
you.
Congratulate you in front of all of Grant County for that one.
Thank you.
Wow. So moving on. And then you've been through the... How was graduation ceremony?
It was good.
Uh-huh.
It was bittersweet. But.
Of course. Always is. But was it what you expected it to be?
Yes.
And have a fun time at grad night and all that good stuff?
Yeah, that was great.
Nice. Well, good. Well, any advice for, say, we have any young softball players out there listening who wanna play and they're just thinking about things and they look up to you two as role models. What do you want to say to them?
I would just say, just work hard, keep your head down, don't listen to other people bringing you down, and just you do you, and you'll accomplish what you want with the effort you put in. So.
Yeah, I'd say the time you put in gets you the farthest you want to go. So,
good call. Yep, I think that can you can take that advice on just about anything you apply in life. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then, Coach, how has this year been for you? I mean, you said this is your seventh year coaching high school. You've been coaching ball even before that, and so it's certainly not a new thing for you.
No, it's not new. It was a great year. I mean, these girls, they were so little when we started, and I was talking to Hal and Savannah and Drew in the mm-hmm. dugout at the Jane after the game, like, the This is what, you know, we talked about. I don't think they probably knew what I was talking about when they were eight, but the whole goal was to play lots of innings and go lots of places and get lots of at-bats and see good pitching, and someday it'll pay off with state championships. And this is, you know, I'm glad that they did it, because it was, you know, like Addy said, we have a great returning roster next year. Mm-hmm. Hallie and Drew and Savannah and Alyssa will be gone, but they're moving on to bigger and better things, and that's the way high school ball works. Every year the girls get older and better and stronger, and the ones we're bringing back are going to be awesome. So can't replace them, that's for sure. This is a tough senior class to come back from, but mm-hmm. you know, there's always more girls coming up and new freshmen, and just keep going.
All right. Well, I look forward to announcing the three-peat championship. I mean, there we go. Well, good. Well, it's time to take another commercial break already, so let's do that. We'll pause again for our sponsors, and we're going to be back here with our Grant Union softball champions. We have with us Hallie Parsons, Addy Northway, Zach Williams. I do well most of the time. Sometimes I have to look at the paper. But all right, we'll be back in two.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Grant County Chamber of Commerce supports the local economy and its businesses. You can too. Stop by the Chamber of Commerce office and purchase Grant County greenbacks. Available in several denominations, greenbacks spend just like cash at Chamber member businesses. They make great gifts, bonuses, even contest prizes, and more. The best part? You'll keep Grant County dollars in Grant County. Give Grant County greenbacks. Purchase yours at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Inside, canning is on. Find six-pack canning jar storage containers for just $9.99. Plus, all canning jars, Sure Gel, Gulp Wax, lids, and vinegar are all in stock. Outside, find nozzles for $14.99, heavy-duty Best garden hoses starting at just $24.99, and more. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
Winter is over. Josh here. That means Ed Staub & Sons Propane is offering our money-saving summer fill special. To qualify, you must have an Ed Staub & Sons rental tank or a customer-owned tank, and you must fully fill the tank. Want to learn more? Prices change, so call Ed Staub & Sons for the latest price and an appointment for delivery. The Ed Staub & Sons Summer Fill Special. Get your propane for less and be ready for fall. Call Ed Staub & Sons, 541-575-0804.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, back on the show here with our champs, Grant Union softball team. We have with us Coach Zach Williams, as well as Hallie Parsons and Addy Northway. And we're just talking about the season now. As things come to an end, it's pretty much over, right? What else do we have?
We got the banquet tomorrow night at the Elks Lodge, which we appreciate them allowing us to come there again and have dinner. So we'll have dinner for the players and coaches at 6, and then parents kind of at 6:30, and they'll have to listen to me talk about each girl for a little bit.
Good.
As much as I don't like to talk, they deserve to have the nice things said about them that are floating around in our heads. And so we'll have a uniform turn in and dinner and a slideshow and stare at the trophy a little bit longer before I have to turn it into the school.
Everyone get plenty of pictures huddled around it and all well, good. Well, that sounds like a great time to end a very, very successful year. Now, any losses this year to speak of?
Yeah, I mean, we ended up losing 4 games, and one of them was to the 4A state champions. 2 of them were to the 2A runner-up, who we obviously beat in the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was to the 3A runner-up, Sio. So, which was a game that these girls will just tell you, and they know that their coach lost for them completely, because we had a 12-3 lead in the 6th, and somehow I managed to squander that. So, we had the 4 losses, and the Weston games were just, you know, we had some girls, we're not ones for excuses, but we had some girls sick, we had some girls not feeling well, Drew and Hallie both did a great job throwing. Addie actually had excellent, probably two of her best games of the season against Weston at Weston.
All right.
But we just didn't have any production otherwise, and it happens. And as I said in other interviews, it was probably the best thing that happened to us, honestly. Mm-hmm. We played excellent from that point forward, and these girls know how to win, and they've also unfortunately learned how to lose and make it into something positive. So
yeah.
I think it was just it sucked and it didn't feel good and we hated it, but it was what got us, you know, I'll lose a league championship and win a state championship every year.
I think it gave us more confidence going into the state championship, losing both of those.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And it can be humbling, and that's all part of it, right? I mean, that's you gotta keep room for all that inside of you, you know, for every single game. I can understand that. Well, great. Well, any other final comments regarding the season or anything else as we're thinking about next year? I know there are some summertime opportunities for some girls out there.
Yeah, I mean, like Addie said, any young girls out there looking to be great at anything, including softball, you know, you can find a summer ball team, get on a travel ball team, play Little League. Anything that gets you extra swings is a great thing to do. But I also like to thank, you know, my assistant coaches, Tim Botheen and Stacey Bailey, were awesome this year. And, you know, Chester's for providing the food for all our away trips, and just all the people that have helped along the way, you know, build dugouts and build backstops. Hallie's dad, Ty, couldn't have done it without him. Mike Strong, Iron Triangle, just all the people that have helped. Ty Holly, we've had so much help getting the softball facility to a point where these girls, they deserve a nice place to play and a place to change their clothes that isn't in the dugout. So all those things are great. And the school district for providing the money for our new locker room.
Nice, nice. And those improvements, was this the first year that you've played on that?
Yeah, we got the locker room this year finally, which was really awesome. I mean, honestly, me and the coaches had to leave the dugout so the girls could change their clothes, and it's like we're the only team in the school that had to do that.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. And the school, you know, they went and did that for us, and it was great.
Good, good. Well, that's huge, and probably just helps with everything. It is efficiency and all that.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, good. Well, thanks for mentioning everything here. Now, we'll take our final commercial break, and when we come back, we'll squeeze anything else over the mic we can. Again, we've been on the show here with Coach Zach Williams, Senior Hallie Parsons, and Junior Addie Northway. And so, don't move a muscle. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Keep it tuned to Coffee Time.
The mission of Grant County Chamber of Commerce is to promote and support Grant County businesses and the local economy. They do this by advertising Grant County in several forms of media, awarding business enhancement grants to member businesses, offering transit room tax grants for county events that promote tourism, encouraging buying local with their Grant County greenbacks, and a whole lot more. Join today. Learn more at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day, 575-0547.
Ed Stobbinson's offers a huge selection of Mag 1 oils, lubes, and solvents. With Mag 1, you get a quality product at a great price, like Mag 1 Full Synthetic Oil starting at just $4.47 a quart. You'll pay over $6 a quart for most brands. Find similar savings on ATF, gear oil, hydraulic fluid, two-cycle oil, and bar oil. Other Mag 1 products include Octane Boost, Carb Cleaner, Brake Fluid, and a lot more. Check out the full line of Mag 1 products at Ed Stobbinson's Propane at 243 North Canyon City Boulevard in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Spruce up your backyard savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Cool off after working on your backyard with fans of all kinds. Find Best Comfort brand fans starting at just $16.79, box fans for $22.79, and we have large BTU size fans in stock starting at just $159.99. Cool off and keep more of your cold hard cash right now. Shop local, shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
And we are on our final segment here with our Grant Union softball team. We have with us winners Hattie Northway, Hallie Parsons, and Coach Zach Williams. And so as we're rounding things out here, we mentioned hitting clinic. Is it Savannah Watterson that's putting that on later this summer?
Yeah, she's. I think she's doing her senior project with a hitting clinic on June 19th. And I see it, there's a lot of posts on Facebook about it. If you can find the phone number to text her and get signed up for that. And Savannah, great hitter, knows what she's doing. We'll have great instruction for young kids, so okay. That would be awesome.
Okay, and if you don't know, that's fine. Do you know the age limit or just kind of the age window that should apply?
I think she has different sessions for all age groups.
Oh, okay. So yeah. just find her number on Facebook, give her a text, and
yeah.
Get in.
Yep.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, so I'm sure it takes a whole bunch for you guys to do what you do there. I mean, uniforms are expensive, and like you said, a lot of the community does great at coming together. Chester's providing you food. So if someone listening right now would just want to give you a donation or support you of any kind, is that opportunity open for them?
Absolutely. We love donations for it is expensive. Yeah. Baseball and softball are two of the most expensive sports to run. There's just so much field equipment. Balls are expensive. Crap, balls are $6 a piece now. So it's just expensive to run these programs, and it's great to have donations. And we have great supporters for this team, and we've always had great community support, and we appreciate all of it.
Okay.
But anybody that wants to, yeah, reach out, and we'll be happy to put it to good use.
Good, good. And probably what? Just give the school a call, get in touch with the AD, and point you in the right direction there.
Yep.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, this has been a wonderful visit. I appreciate everyone for coming on the show. Now, is there anything else that we want to get out to our listeners before we shut it down? Hallie, this might be your last time as it is your last time as a high schooler. You're already graduated.
Yeah.
And so you'll be off for a while. And next time you're on Coffee Time, you're just going to be a dental hygienist, successful person years down the road, right?
Yep. Well, I would just say try everything and go out for sports, because you never know what could happen. And sports are fun, so, and you build the best memories and the best friendships there. So.
You know, isn't that the truth? It's more than just the sporting experience. It's the whole team experience and the whole shebang.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. And anything from you, Addie? Anything to leave our listeners with? If not, that's fine.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, good. We'll be talking to you again probably. And I know Grant Union is always it seems like fresh faces come in almost every Coffee Time visit. So this is nice. We have you on twice a month. And so always, always, always excited to talk to our local students and our local staff and teachers and coaches. Zach, thank you for joining me this morning as well.
You're welcome. And I want to thank both administrations at Grant Union and Prairie City for all the support we had this year. We did have just a lot of bus situations that everybody kicked in on, and travel, and me not having to drive a minibus as much as possible is a benefit. So just thanks to both schools for coming together and figuring that out for us.
Good, good. Yeah, you gotta love that. Gotta love that co-op situation. Well, again, thanks everyone for coming on the show. We have been on Coffee Time with our Grant Union softball team. With us today, Hallie Parsons, Addie Northway, and Coach Zach Williams. Everyone keep it tuned right here to KJDY.
This concludes our episode of Coffee Time. Views or opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY, Elkhorn Media Group, or our sponsors.